Hi, this is Leroy Parnell, and you are listening to Real Life, Real Music Radio.
Chicago Title Houston presents Real Life, Real Music with your host, Kyle Hutton.
Welcome to Real Life, Real Music, recorded live at Do-Si-Do in the Woodlands, Texas, where we go behind the lives and songs of your favorite artists. You won't believe who's joining us this show. I've been listening to his music for as long as I can remember, and I'm blown away that he's here with us. Sit back and settle in for a special hour of music that matters with country music legend Larry Gatlin. Get ready to sing along to one of the hits that made him famous.
All the gold in California is in a bank in the middle of Beverly Hills in somebody else's name. So if you're dreaming about California, it don't matter at all where you played before. California's a brand new game. Hit 'em, band. Trying to be a hero, winding up a zero, can scar a man forever, right down to his soul. Living on the spotlight can kill a man outright, 'cause everything that glitters is not gold. And all the gold if you're dreaming about California, it don't matter at all where you played before. California's a brand new game. A brand new game.
You're wonderful. God bless you.
Well, Real Life, Real Music is all about the music, all about the songs, and man, you have been writing songs. When did you start? When did you write your first song, Larry?
Day before yesterday. I majored in English in college, and I loved to read and write at a very early age. And so the first songwriting I actually did was because I couldn't play piano or guitar back then when I was a kid in school, but I would take old gospel songs, I mean old pop songs, and put, you know, gospel lyrics to them. So that's kind of how I got started. I'd write poetry. I wrote Janice some poetry before I learned to play guitar. I learned to play guitar here at the University of Houston in the dorm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And we had my coach Bobby Baldwin had a guitar, and Mike Simpson, a really fine cornerback, had an old Chet Atkins guitar, and he taught me a few chords. And that's when I kind of started fiddling around with it with my own melodies. And then I was a waiter out at Steak and Ale on the Gulf Freeway. Yeah. Can y'all see me in that? Y'all remember those little Lord Fauntleroy britches, you know, and those long socks and that flying nun shirt? But I was out there and I was a singer in the bar there until I found out I was making 30 bucks a night and the waiters were making 100. So even being from Odessa, I did the math on that. And so I was a waiter, and I left there when I went to a friend of mine's house on the Gulf Freeway, and I found out, she told me that the Imperials needed a baritone singer. They were working with Elvis in Vegas. I went out there and worked with them for a while, didn't really work with Elvis. But a little bit later, I met Dottie West. She was doing the Jimmy Dean show, yeah. Boy, she, here comes more tears to cry. Remember that? Here comes old heartaches by. Here comes my baby back again. Boy, she could sing and write songs. So I met her and I wrote a couple of songs. And she said, "You're just making that up, aren't you?" I said, "Yeah." She said, "Well, you look enough like Mickey Newberry." Good Houston kid, right? I miss Mickey. And you got to be able to write a song. So I wrote a few songs, and she sent me a plane ticket and moved to Nashville. Somewhere.